Since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic 7 months ago, many performance venues have had to completely change their business strategy. As I found out, our own performing arts center, the Linda, is no exception. But Monday nights are becoming a bright spot again. Inside the Linda in downtown Albany, across the street from WAMC's main studios, the vaulted ceilings throw echoes. Floor-to-ceiling heavy velvet curtains recall an old theater, although this building used to be a bank. A 24-by-12-foot stage sits in the cavernous room, impatiently waiting for its next performers.
Yes! It's been a rough week.
But the performers only come on Monday nights now, for the Open for Takeout virtual concert series, streamed on YouTube. A shaky middle ground after the months of total concert blackouts across the Northeast. General Manager Carl Blackwood says COVID preparations for live-streamed audience-free concerts include contact tracing login sheets, stocking hand sanitizer, and providing masks and other PPE.
We're trying to bring arts to the community, and in the time of COVID, it's not that easy. We have a big empty room that we'd love to fill with people like we used to.
Blackwood has been with WAMC almost 6 years. He says when he first started, they were doing 70 shows a year. Last year, they did 140. But that upward trajectory has been disrupted by the virus.
We're way lower on that list now. I think we're at 40 this year so far. So COVID hit us pretty hard.
Now the Linda airs a concert just once a week, every Monday at 8 p.m. Blackwood says they're not out to make a profit, just hoping to keep the lights on and help out some local bands.
We really just try and cover our bases on paying for our production costs with this, and then trying to get the band some money. So we usually end up giving the band a guarantee, a small stipend up front, and then we break out the back end. Usually 70 to 80% goes to the band, the rest goes to us if we make profit.
The Linda partners with Chromoscope Pictures for the video streams. There are three cameras in place to offer quick cuts, close-ups, and give the show that overall professional-looking quality. And to provide that professional sound?
Perfect. Can we move on to Peter Guitar, please?
Enter the Linda's technical director and sound engineer, Matthew Plummer. Plummer has been working there almost 4 years now, and he records all of the live concerts. He says one of the biggest changes since COVID hit, besides not being able to have an audience, is the amount of distance he tries to keep from the performers. He sets up all the microphones, cables, and whatever else they might need before they arrive in order to limit possible exposure. But during performances, Plummer is in the sound booth upstairs, overlooking the entire venue, including the stage and performers.
The control room, the eye in the sky, looking down over everything.
Plummer says people often assume that a band just plays and it automatically sounds good, and that's what you hear while watching them online. But he says a ton of work is going into audio adjustments behind the scenes as the concert unfolds.
So I want to make sure, for example, that the bass isn't too low or too loud, or that a vocal isn't buried, or that a guitar isn't overbearing or anything like that.
So you can hear that acoustic guitar very cleanly, but you know, if I go like that, then it's not there anymore. So the goal is essentially to have a nice balance that's complementing the band and that's showing the band's true value.
Plummer says they've been doing this for months now, and each band has its own unique quirks, but that's part of the fun, no matter the genre.
I could drink your wine if I wanted. I could keep you up all night.
Or the instrument. The Linda wants to make the sound as rich as possible for listeners at home.
It's really subtle, but then, yeah, a little bit of reverb on that. I just like your reaction.
I'm like, so into the reverb.
Blackwood says their mission is simple right now.
To provide a space, a safe space for our local and regional musicians to play on a stage. And have an audience where nobody will get sick.
On a recent Monday night, it was the Nellies' turn.
Close the doors and shut it down. You ain't neighbors, you ain't bound to give a damn because you're not around. Yeah.
Peggy LaCuie plays mandolin and sings.
It was great. The sound people were absolutely fantastic. We are heavy vocal harmonies. So we can be really particular. We like our instruments very low. They did everything great. We were getting off stage. And we were all just going, the sound was great. It wasn't too loud. I could hear myself. I could hear everybody. So yeah.
Mike McMahon plays guitar.
We've been looking forward to this for months because there's nothing else to look forward to. There's nothing else going on. There's nothing to do.
The Linda is booked until mid-December, but Blackwood and Plummer think there's enough demand and enough precautions in place that they might be able to host more than one concert a week. But they're proceeding with caution.
Hopefully we can open up and have shows on the weekends again where we have a real crowd in here, but we think it'll be a little bit of time before that happens.
Plummer says at the Linda, they just feel lucky that they have a budget to pay musicians right now.
Some artists, this is their lifeline, and they're really hurting right now. You know, we had an artist in the past who just like kind of opened up and was just like, this is a plea, like if you can help me out in any way, you know, with the link, and you know, it's just hard. It's really hard to see people in this scenario.
Well, I'm spending all my time for a dollar and a dime when I really want to spend it with you.
For more information on the Linda Performing Arts Studio's upcoming live stream events, go to thelinda.org. Reporting from Albany, I'm Jackie Orchard for WAMC News.
Like a diamond all the time, but a diamond's just a little piece of coal. Cold as black as the night, does the man sleep all right? 'Cause he's blind all day long, he's got no soul.